Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They always run out of pitching, which I know pitching's very difficult right now in the bigs, just in general, every team around the bigs. Baltimore, we're playing Baltimore right now. Baltimore's a team, they need at least one more starter, if not two or three. And that's every team in baseball right now. But let me just go to the hitting, because to me, that's the part that's just so befuddling. I think there was a misnomer during the championship years. The year they won it all in 2010, Uribe had 25 plus. Huff had 25 plus. You got 18 from your center fielder and Andres Torres. And then Pat Burrell was claimed off of waivers, had 18. Posey had 18. That team actually did hit home runs. I'm looking at this team right now. They're starting catcher, left fielder, and first baseman. How many combined home runs for those three starters?
What was that?
Your starting catcher, your starting left fielder, your starting first baseman. How many combined home runs this year for the Giants?
I'd say less than 20.
29. You played the game wrong. That's okay. 29. Right. 7 from Bailey. 7 from Bailey. 16 from Conforto. And 6 from Wade. Now, Conforto, okay, that's pretty good. In Major League Baseball, there are 14 first basemen who have more than 20. In Major League Baseball, there are 13 left fielders who have more than 20. And in Major League Baseball, there are 17 catchers with 13 or more home runs. One of them is Joey Bart. Joey Bart this year has the same amount of home runs as Pat Bailey's career.
So are you saying they made a mistake in trading Joey Bart? Or did they give up on him too early?
Well, that's baked
into
this.
Or would it have been, because he was never a Farhan guy. That was the whole thing about Joey Bart. He's not a Farhan guy.
Then why did you just release him for nothing?
Didn't have any value. Didn't have any value.
And then I look at DH, right, which was supposed to be.
I mean, they did bring defenses in too, right?
Yeah. I mean, but none of these guys are home run hitters. And then I look at the DH spot, right?
Thank God Joey Bart got out, saved his career.
There are 9 DHs in baseball with 20 plus home runs. The Giants have combined between Soler and Encarnacion this year for 16. Combined. So the point that I'm getting at is, like, yes, pitching is so important, and that's, I think that's what their downfall of this year's team. But also, they can't find a slugger to save their lives.
No, they haven't been able to do that for a long, long time. So they stink. We know that. They stink. That, to me, is the stats now, who's hit what, who's doing what. That's all irrelevant at this point, Shasky. To me, what they do on the field is absolutely irrelevant. What are these next 2 weeks going to accomplish? Guys are going to bring momentum in the next season?
No.
This is done. We got to figure out what's the vision and who's running this show and where do we go from here?
Well, who do you want to run the show?
Well, that's the other thing. I don't know who I want to run the show.
I know.
But I know you want the LFC now?
Well, no. What I would do, and I said this weeks ago before the Buster Posey news came out. I said it weeks ago. I said, hey, look. They need their Jerry West. Right. They need their John Lynch. They need somebody who has a fresh face, who has credibility. That's what the Giants need. And I'm not even saying that guy has to run the show. I would hire Theo Epstein to work with Buster Posey and whatever combination of people you trust. If Dusty Baker's a part of the organization right now, I trust Dusty. I would put together some sort of a committee and I would say, find me the best candidates. And I want those 3 or 4 or 5 people working together to find the right. You can't just hire someone. Bonte, they cannot just hire someone and then have Larry Bear and Greg Johnson sit at a dais and say, trust us. They need Buster sitting there with them. They need someone like, and I'm using Theo Epstein as an example, someone like Theo Epstein who has a proven track record of credibility. Because right now, your trust level with the fan base is zero.
Well, to me, whoever runs the show, I just need a vision. I need players that want to play here. I need to stop with the mid-tier, three-tier players that'll come here and get all the money and they produce 230 batting averages with 15 home runs or whatnot. I need a legit first baseman. I need a legit first baseman. I may need a legit DH. I need speed on this baseball team. I need athleticism. So we got a couple stories here. Sousa Slusser and the Chronicle. This is from this morning, right? But anyway, Sousa Slusser from yesterday. SF Chronicle. As the days wind down on the Giants' dreadful season, President of Baseball Operations Farhad Zaidi appears to be on a high seat. According to industry sources, the Giants' board of directors wanted to assess how the season's final weeks played out before making a decision on Zaidi, and the 2024 campaign is not ending well. Ownership is frustrated with the direction of and performance of the team and is taking a hard look at Zaidi as he concludes the penultimate year on his contract. Now, he has another year left on a deal because Shea broke this out of nowhere that they're only signing Melvin and Farhan Zaidi for next season. So I think in this situation, the Giants would be willing to eat money for Farhan for a season and bring in a new guy here. They lost four straight games, including the sweep by the Padres. You know, obviously they got this three-city trip in Baltimore, Kansas City, Arizona. But, you know, apparently Zaidi has continued to work with Stipe despite being hospitalized twice in recent weeks with an undisclosed ailment. So hopefully he's well, because that's not fun. From the hospital, apparently, he conducted business as usual, including negotiating Matt Chapman's new contract. Now,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is where I kind of side with Bags, where Bags found a source that said Buster Posey took a leading role in Matt Chapman talks, according to sources. And this was on Sunday, September 15th, my birthday. Baggerly wrote this story for The Athletic and New York Times. So on Sunday, Baggerly writes that Buster Posey took the lead in the Chapman negotiations. Slusser writes yesterday that Farhad was still conducting business from the hospital. Now, if somebody's hospitalized, not once, but twice in the last couple weeks, you would have to think that they would be caring for themselves. Their family will be bedside. Hey, you need to get right with your ailment, whatever it is. Health is wealth. This is more important right now. It's hard for me to believe, and I'm not calling Slusser a liar, I'm not calling Boris a liar, but I just have a hard time believing that we're negotiating a nine-figure deal, 6 years, $151 million, and we're negotiating while I'm in the hospital trying to get treatment to get right. That's priorities are out of order.
Yes.
First of all, if I'm Greg's, I'm like, hey, Farhan, get right, dude. You're in the hospital. I have a hard time believing he was conducting business as usual in the hospital.
I just don't buy it. Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you're in the hospital, if you're laying in a bed in the hospital, I went and visited my dad in the hospital every day for, I don't know, 65 days straight. And then the 20 or so days before he ended up having some of his ailments, he was in the hospital in a bed. And even when he had all his faculties and he was there, bro, you can't operate as normal.
Yeah, I don't. If you're in the hospital
in a bed, that means that you've got things like hooked up to you. You're not just chilling on the thing. You've got, like, you know, usually they have the IV bag and certain things, you know, connected to you. I don't see how you could do it. Can you have your laptop there and relax and all that stuff? Yeah. The number one thing that they say, don't have a lot of people come because we don't want a lot of stress. Right. You don't want to be stressed when you're in the hospital. Stress can really, like, physically hurt you. Now, we don't know what exactly the ailments are, but I'm with you. I have a hard time believing it's business as usual if you're in the hospital. I mean, it's just, I have a hard enough time when I'm sick.
Yeah, I don't buy it. So according to the Athletic story, the board was so frustrated by the lack of immediate progress that the ownership group took action. Posey personally dealt with Chapman, Heber out of the deal, and Scott Boras took offense to that because the story also in the Athletic, Zach Baggerly wrote, viewed re-signing Chapman as a slam dunk and did not trust Zaidi and Boras to finish at the rim. Boras took issue with that, saying that the Athletic did not contact him for the story and that any report that suggests that Farhan and I did not negotiate the financial package is inaccurate. Boras added, the years of guarantee totals presented to Matt were a product of a two-week negotiation conducted with Farhan and me while he was in and out of the hospital. As with most long-term contracts, once you have an agreement on financial terms, there are ancillary contract terms, guarantee language, no trade provisions, charitable donations, signing bonus, salary payment structure that are commonly completed by other team officials. So I do get that. I do get that. But there's just a lot of smoke here. There's a lot of smoke here. You know, and when there's a lot of smoke, there's going to be a fire at the end, Shasky. And that tells me an end is coming for Farhan Zaidi. That's what these articles add up to.
I would agree.
That's what they add up to at the end of the day. That's the bottom line for me.
I'm with you. And, like, we can argue about Scott Boras as an agent. I'll tell you this right now. The guy's full of crap, all right? Everything he says, everything he does. Look, did anyone read what Jordan Montgomery was saying about him earlier this year? And Matt Chapman, who had representation from Boras, was visibly and emotionally shook up when they didn't accept the $150 million offer from Toronto. So we can say, oh, Boras gets his guys' money. There's a lot of people that don't like Boras.
Well, Blake Snell defended Boras, though. He clapped at Jordan Montgomery. He clapped at Jordan Montgomery. Oh. And Blake Snell, to his credit, he took accountability.
He basically said,
look, this is part of my fault, too. This is part of my fault.
Blake Snell was offered less money from the Houston Astros. I know that is a fact. And he felt an obligation to make more money from the players' union. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff we don't understand. But I just want to.
But I'm just saying, I like the fact that Blake Snell took accountability. He took accountability.
Blake's
said,
a good
this
guy.
Is,
I've heard that Blake, from a variety
Blake,
of people.
Blake took accountability. Yeah. Said, this is on me. My agent. I have control of my career. So
yeah, but Scott Boras as an individual, to me, I just think he's a slimy. He's a jerk. And if you just Google Jose Fernandez, man, this just means a lot. Like, the Jose Fernandez situation, he was representing Jose Fernandez, and the way that he has conducted himself with Jose Fernandez's daughter after Jose's death speaks volumes as man Scott Boras is.
Wait, what happened?
Basically, you know, Scott represented Jose, and the Marlins tried to give Jose Fernandez hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts and whatnot, and he denied them, and they thought he was going to hit free agency, and then Jose Fernandez ends up passing away in a tragic boat accident, and the Marlins set up a fund for him and his daughter, a little long-term. Scott Boras has never been there for that young girl and for that young family. And just seeing what he's done after that, when he was side by side with Jose, when Jose could make him a couple $100 million on a contract, it's what you do when no one's looking. That's the true definition of a man or a woman or whatever. And I'm telling you, man, Scott Boras is not a good person. He might be a great agent. He's not a good person. So when things come out of his mouth, I don't buy it at all.
All right. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. The LA Rams are on deck. And this is a must-win game for the 49ers. I don't care what anybody says.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.